Welcome to My Writing Niche, a podcast for new writers. This month, I've been talking about getting ready for NaNoWriMo next month. For those of you who don't know, NaNoWriMo is short for National Novel Writing Month, where people take a pledge to try and write a 50,000-word rough draft novel in 30 days. You cannot start before November 1st, and you must be finished by midnight on the last day of the month. I've been fortunate enough to win the past 3 years. I started 2007, and before that I had written almost nothing. So I'm really excited about this year's NaNoWriMo. My son, Monster Bat, he's participating again this year. He's participated for the past 2 years. And I actually asked him if I could interview him for the podcast. I'm not going to do it tonight, but in one of the upcoming podcasts, I plan to interview Monster Bat about his experiences with NaNoWriMo and some of his techniques. He has won for the past 2 years also, and I'm very proud of him. So I hope that the sound quality of this is okay, because I am experimenting. My tech support worked really, really hard to try and set up Audacity for me. I was having phone problems, and my previous recordings were recorded on my G1 phone, but that phone died. I got a new phone, but unfortunately the recorder I was using on the other phone didn't really translate. It would no longer record at the same quality, and it wouldn't record MP3s anymore. So I'm trying something different. First of all, because it is Sunday, every Sunday I record a spoken Sunday piece, and don't worry, it's not very long. It's less than 250 words. It's written for the 52-250 Flash Challenge, and it's called Unseen. Unseen by Catherine Russell. The thief crept quietly through the house, like a cat stalking its prey, until he spotted the object of his desire. Sneaking out hadn't been easy, getting past the guardians more difficult still, but with his objective in sight, his goal would almost certainly be accomplished. How long had he lusted for this? Time had become a blur as he'd planned and schemed his way toward this moment. The item beckoned him. He reached for his prize. His fingers barely grazed the outside of the container when he was blinded by a dazzling light. While his eyes adjusted, he cast a sharp, guilty look at his captor. "All right, young man," commanded his mother. "I've had just about enough of this. You've earned yourself 2 nights without dessert." The pilferer hung his head in mock shame. Little did she realize, he knew where she'd hidden the Halloween candy. The end. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Like I said, it wasn't very long, so if you didn't enjoy it, your suffering was not long. But if you did enjoy it, you can find a lot more great Flash stories, all written for the same theme each week. Theme changes, but everyone writes to the prompt of whatever that week's theme is. And you can find that at the Flash Challenge site. It's at http://52250flash.wordpress.com. And again, for more of my own writings, you can find my writing at ganymeder.com. That's ganymeder.com. But right now I'm going to get back to what the podcast is supposed to be about, which is getting ready for NaNoWriMo. Well, first of all, before I get on to what the regular topic was going to be, I just wanted to talk about how important it is to try and clear your schedule ahead of time. Again, none of this is mandatory. It's just suggestions. You can certainly just have a bunch of stuff on your plate and just not do it for a month, but I feel more comfortable trying to get things out of the way before November starts. So I try to finish reading any novels that I've started. I don't start anything new, or if I start something, I start like an anthology or something I've read a million times before so that I can pick it up and put it down easily. During the evenings for my Monster Bat's bedtime story, we've been reading Chris Beatty's book, No Plot, No Problem. We've been setting up NaNoWriMo profiles, clearing out some big school projects before November, because he has a Lego project for science, and he's also did a fall portfolio for his teacher. We're researching what kind of prizes we want to give ourselves if we win, or I should say when we win. And Just getting excited. One of the biggest things that's getting us excited is reading the book No Plot, No Problem. I really recommend anyone who hasn't read it to read it. It's really good. Just get it from your library, or better yet, just buy it. Every night we read it as a bedtime story. We're partway through chapter 3 now. And when I stop reading, he begs me to keep going. To be perfectly honest, Chris Beatty could be writing about anything, and it would be entertaining, but he's writing about getting ready for November, and it's getting everyone excited. Also, I was thinking about pre-writing some stories and things that are due in November so I don't have to take myself out of the novel that I'm working on to think about a completely different storyline. And anything that's longer than that that I don't feel I can complete before then, I'm putting it on hold now so I can just get ready. The other night I did wake up at 1:30 in the morning. This is after having read a little bit of that book to Monster Bat. And I woke up with all these ideas for my novel. So I wrote in one of my Moleskine notebooks, I wrote a short summary and a list of the characters. I didn't make an outline, just basically jotted down ideas. And Monster Bat, I talked about to Monster Bat about it the next day, and he told me that he was thinking about pantsing his next novel, which is what we're going to discuss later on. We had a discussion about what it means to pants versus to plot, and I will share my vast wealth of knowledge with you shortly. But until then, a little bit about the tech tools. We have one more tech tool with Storybook, suggested by the Mao via Twitter. I have everything linked to on the blog. If you need any links or information, you can find it in the show notes on the blog. And Ice Mirror was also recommended by Future Nostalgic at Twitter. He's also known as Sam. And he also recommended Y Rider 5. So he gave me permission to go ahead and quote him, so I'm going to go ahead and read his recommendation. Quote, "My application of choice is Y Rider 5. I like how it encourages you to write in scenes and has other tools attached to keep track of which scene goes where and where your characters are in relation to what you're writing at the time. It's completely free and also comes in a portable version, so you can always carry your work with you if you need to move between computers. I tend not to use online backup, so my backup app of choice is Ice Mirror, another freeware app. It's very easy to set up and quick to use." End quote. So I'm just going to use that, and I'm going to segue into today's topic because, as I said, Monster Bat had talked about just writing his novel off the top of his head, and so we're going to go into our topic, which is plotting versus pantsing. And I mistyped it on the blog, so I'm going to have to change it in my show notes. But basically, plotting is planning. Plotting is making a written plan, a written outline ahead of time, detailed notes, maybe doing some character sketches. It can be as loose or as detailed as you like. But plotting means that you plan out and you try and write things out ahead of time, so that you know where you're going with your story. And I tend to be a very loose plotter. I need an outline. I find that if I don't have an outline, I lose my direction and my sense of where I'm going, and I end up floundering. But if I have a loose outline, then I know where I'm going, but it still gives me the freedom to embellish as I see fit. And a lot of times it takes me in directions that I wouldn't have predicted otherwise, because I come up with a lot of my ideas as I'm writing. Sometimes the plot will change in the middle of the story because I'll think it's going one place and my characters have a different idea, and it ends up going someplace else that was much better than what I had in mind anyway. So, pantsing, on the other hand, comes from the phrase, fly by the seat of your pants, or riding by the seat of your pants. It's just, they shortened it and made it a verb. So it's pantsing, and pantsing means to sit down and just write very organically, and you probably have an idea of where you're going, but you may not. But you just sit down and you just start writing. You don't necessarily have an outline or anything like that ahead of time. And Monster Bat told me this year that he plans to pants his novel. He had originally told me that he was thinking of doing his fiction story written as poetry, as a narrative poem, but then he changed his mind and decided to go for prose. But he's really fond of poetry, so He tends to do that a lot on his blog. The pros and the cons of plotting versus pantsing. Well, if you're plotting, if you overplot, then you can kind of write yourself into a corner before you've even started the actual text of the novel, because then you don't leave yourself enough room to expand on your ideas. At least that's what I've found. But again, that might not be for everybody. But on the other hand, if you have everything really, really detailed, I think that might also take some of the fun out of actually writing. It's just like you're copying. But again, I like to do it loosely, because that way it seems like the middle road. It's like the best of both worlds. Because when you pants it, that's fun too, because you don't necessarily know where the story's taking you, and it's exciting, and it's like you're discovering something new. But at least for me, if I don't have any idea where I'm going, then I tend to get lost, and it's much easier for me to quit. So I prefer a loose outline. Also, I was going to tell you about going to local NaNoWriMo meetups. This month is the pre-NaNoWriMo meetups for your area. So if you go to the NaNoWriMo website, you can go to your profile page and then go to the left-hand column, and there'll be a section that says My Regions. And you click on that, and you can scroll through different areas and find the closest area to your region and find out where they're holding meetups. It'll list who your ML is, which is short for Municipal Liaison. And they are the NaNoWriMo volunteer that organizes all the meetups in your areas, of write-ins, things like that. And it's really, really fun. I really encourage you to go. Nothing in NaNoWriMo is mandatory, but it's just every little thing helps. It's a creative jolt. It's like Red Bull for the writer's soul. And I just think it's fun. This past Saturday, not yesterday, but a week ago, because I'm recording this late, was my first pre-NaNoWriMo meetup of the year. Well, official pre-NaNoWriMo meetup, because we did have some off-season meetups. And there was the ML, who's wonderful. There was also another RIMO that I had met last year. And there was a new RIMO who was doing this for the first time, and it was really interesting to meet her, because she was a member of a local writers guild. And she was talking to us about how her organization worked and everything, and we talked about different methods for coming up with stories and brainstorming and mind mapping. It was really, really interesting. Because the three of us had a little more experience, we tried to give her some suggestions, but by far the person who was the most helpful was the ML Brandis. And I really hope she comes to more of the meetups, because she seemed like a very nice and interesting person. But that's about all I have to say right now. Hopefully I'll be able to post this tonight, because like I said, this is experimental, and I don't know if I'll be able to convert the file, but I'm going to try. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope this was helpful. Like I said, I'm not an expert, but I'm hoping that what helped me will at least help some of you. So, I really enjoyed that sense of community that I got from the first NaNoWriMo, and since they're no longer doing the podcast, or at least last time I checked, they weren't doing the podcast, they had switched to a video cast. I'm hoping that this might fill the void left by the podcast, even though the video cast is wonderful. So, I hope to see you again in another week, and thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Have a nice day, and keep writing.